The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, August 25th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyal to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of the Waffle House of East Ridge, the doctorate of iPods, podcasting.
Yeah, okay, 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Podcasting, and he actually has a new Academy Award of Tattoo Excellence.
Oh, do I?
Oh,
You're adding all kinds of glory and awards to me, because one thing I'm known for is my honesty. Everybody
that
goes.
It's absolutely true.
Honest Abe, Abraham Lincoln, Clint Powell. There you go.
He was quite depressed most of his life, if you read the history books.
It didn't last long.
It ended quickly, didn't it?
Poorly. Poor guy. And that's a horrible way to start a radio show.
Boy.
Back to reality. Thank you, sir, for the new accolades. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you rock and roll on that tat.
It's 5 days or however long it is, and it's in the itching like nobody's business phase, and I'm anxious to where I can wear a t-shirt again, so I can wear them, but they just stick to the goo you have to put on there.
I'm a little nervous because a wolf is looking at me. At
that's the good wolf.
It's the good wolf.
Yeah, the bad wolf, if I turn it over, it goes, it's a little snarly. I like that. Yeah
beautiful. And
thank you.
You know, we have different,
shout out to Brian Hall.
What's his name? Brian Hall?
Yeah, Brian Hall. He's actually from, and lives in Dallas. He comes back in town a couple times a year.
Oh, really?
The girl I go out with, she's got a bunch of tats, and she said, hey, if you're going to get one, this guy's good. And so I've been on his calendar for a couple months.
Hey, he is beyond good. That good's not even the word for that. All right. Well, I did eat a couple places. I may have mentioned one last time, but the Mexican place in East Ridge, Mas Tequila, M-A-S Tequila. Excellent. I went back there a second time, and sometimes the first one's like really great, the second one's like so-so. No, it wasn't. The second was just as good. Wonderful little family. I encourage you to eat there. Now, I went to Sidetrack. I've mentioned it before, but the reason I went back is because I looked on one of my favorite apps, the Seed Oil Scout. Seed Oil Scout tells if restaurants are using the very, very unhealthy seed oils, which are safflower, canola, all the vegetable oils that have been highly processed that have now been found to be one of the risk factors for cardiovascular disease and cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. And once we get these oils in our body, it takes 7 years of eating healthy to actually lower the levels significantly. So at this old age, which I will be 67 in 2 days.
Oh, happy birthday early, dude.
And so I went to Sidetrack. We went to Sidetrack, had I can't even describe the perfection of that meal. It was from start to finish.
Where's it at?
It's right up there on Hickson Pike.
Oh, I know. Okay,
been there a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the combination of right atmosphere, right lighting, great service, friendly people. But then, of course, the food quality has to be exceptional. And it was. And when I came in, the music was too loud. I mean, I know I have hearing aids.
Right.
And that sometimes amplifies. But they were so kind to go and lower it to a normal level. And I just, we just had a wonderful, wonderful meal. So Sidetrack.
Yeah. Did you say it like this? Hey, music is so damn loud. What is that? Hey. Is that the devil music? What are y'all doing in here?
I'm only 66, so no, I'll do that when I'm 67.
Okay, I was just asking. It sounded a little,
A little Biden-like?
A little Karen-ish, something. Okay. Like you might be picky, like, Yeah, there's dirt on my desk over here. I just can't figure it out why there's no.
You will age very well into that stage.
Oh, I'm going to be a monster.
Oh,
dude.
I know you will.
Golly.
Yeah.
That's why they're going to throw me into a nursing home and just totally abuse me, probably.
Dr. Kurt Dehring, which was on our show last week, the clinical pharmacist,
oh, yeah.
Is really rocking and rolling in Nutrition World. We are getting him consultations. He sat in with me on one that I did. I'm just so impressed with his knowledge, his experience. If you want to deal with polypharmacy, trying to get off of drugs, trying to be educated of your drugs, so you can go back to your doctor and ask, can I do this? Because Dr. Dehring said, maybe these two are not as compatible as I want them to be. Then go to nutritionw.com and or you can call and you can book an appointment with Dr. Dehring. Same as we do our other coaches, $95 for 50 minutes, and it is well worth every penny. I had a lady come in that we posted on some of our social media platforms, Cody did, and she's 106 years old.
Ooh.
Her name was Dorothy
yeah.
Hutton, and she... Well, it's just so amazing. You know, there are people who are 70 who are old. Mm-hmm. This lady at 106 still had a sparkle in her eye. Truly
oh,
had a
wow.
sparkle.
Yeah.
She laughed, had a smile, came out of the bathroom by herself at 106. She'd been a customer for quite some time. So I think she's been a customer for about 99 years. Oh, that's right. No, I opened in 79, so I've only been there 45. Oh, that's a lie. I caught myself in my own lie. No, I don't know how long, Clint. Quit looking at me that
you
way.
You just had a full conversation. I didn't say a word. You actually did both sides of a conversation while I watched. It was like honestly an internal tennis match. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I didn't get a chance. You were like, da-da-da. No, Clint. Da-da-da. I was like, I don't need to be here.
Hey, I'm under the gun because I have four eyeballs looking at me now. That wolf and yours, I have four
six.
Eyes.
Two
oh, that's
wolves.
Right. Six.
Six.
Yeah. The others are not as glaring.
Oh, they're glaring, dude. They just, yeah, they're glaring, dude. And there's the eyes right there. They're glaring at you.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they, there you go. Ooh. I growled. That's weird. Let's go.
Speaking of Dorothy Hutton again, 106, I went and had... I'm not going to tell too much because this could be a personal thing, and I don't want this to slip back into the person, this health professional who told me about it. We were talking about aging because I said something about my birthday, and I made the statement, you know, we talk like normal talk of people, you know, I want quality of life more than quantity. And I said, you know, a lot of people say that when they're 50 and 40. They don't have a clue. I'm 67 soon, and I can tell you with absolute authenticity, I used a big word, authenticity. That's five syllables in there. And I said, I truly want quality, not quantity. So I said, and I will say that when I'm at my last days, I will not be clinging to the windowsill with my fingernails, hoping for some miracle from somebody with a white coat, extending my life for four more months when I can barely function. All that said, he said, you know what? My mother is exactly like that. She is now 91 years old. She got married when she was 80, and she said, you know what? My husband, my soon-to-be husband, deserves better boobs. And I went out and had a boob job.
Who is this?
I'm not telling you who it is because he's kind of known. His mother at 80, because she wanted to look the best she could for her 84-year-old husband, went and had a boob job. Mm. I said, two thumbs up to her. She had a dazzle in her eye still and was ready to rock and roll at 80. Okay, Clint, he's wanting to say something, but he's not going to.
I'm not
going to
say anything.
Okay, don't. But I thought it was a cool story.
I'm not going to say anything.
I didn't know.
It's incredibly funny what I want to say, but I'm not saying
anything.
Well,
go right ahead.
No, I'm not doing it because they're friends of yours. I'm not saying anything.
Well, they won't even know I'm not mentioning names, dummy.
Okay, I'm just, you know.
Okay, but I think...
Don't throw apples in tube socks and then, you know, tell me how great it looks, okay? I'm skeptical a little bit, but go ahead, sir.
All right, now let's get maybe...
I'm going to get totally canceled. This may be my last show. Sean Whitfield may cancel me after that one. But go ahead.
A lot of people are sick in the city. There's no doubt. We have a combination of... But mainly, still, COVID has... kind of rocked the world of some people, and it's not easy
this time.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
You know, I had it about 8 weeks ago because I had the antibody test done, and that's what showed which type I had.
Right.
There's several types. There is the flirt. Of course, I would have that one, the flirt one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an LB1 and a JN1, And, of course, again, they're all kind of causing the same symptoms with a little bit of nuances. But the congestion in the head, when mine came on, I thought, oh, I don't usually have allergies. I guess I'm allergic to something blooming. Well, slowly it evolved into fatigue. It evolved into muscle aches, evolved into insomnia. I had terrible 4, 5, 6 nights of, when I have my R ring, it was like pathetic numbers that I was reading. And again, I know people who started ivermectin quite early who seemingly did much better. And ivermectin is legal in Tennessee. You can go to pharmacies, independent pharmacy, right, but you have to find the right one. There's one up in Hickson, and I'm sorry I don't know the full name, but it's the first part of it's medicine, and it's not medicine shop. It's medicine something, and they are, you can just go online and you can order the ivermectin. They ship it to you in a couple of days. So I think it's wise to be prepared, not wait till you're sick to do that. In fact, there's a company called Jase, J-A-S-E. I've spoke to you about that before.
I want this so bad.
And I actually, someone in my family was really sick on a day that, you could go to the doctor. You got walk-in clinics and things, but the walk-in clinic that they went to was pretty much a joke because they have amateurs who are working there because the people who really know, they don't want to work weekends. So they're at home. They're having fun. So they're letting the other people learn on the backs of patients. I despise that. So J-A-S-E, you can Google it.
Yep.
And thank goodness I had it because it offers all the antibiotics.
I'm going to look up how much that costs. Yeah, how much did it cost you?
I'm thinking about $189, maybe $220, somewhere between that range. But they also now have one for children. So with a complete information of safely how to use these medicines in appropriate situations. You know, when computers first came out, I so remember being in Brainerd Village next to a computer store. And the word of the day was, if something happens to your computer, pretty much call your computer fella.
Yep.
And they will have to fix it or talk you through it. What a joke that is today. That's like, if we can't be our own repairman on a computer or our cell phone, we're toast. We'd have to have a full-time person. My cell phone messed up coming over here, and I had to reset and hit some buttons and do. That would have never happened back in those days, but the medical community wants us paralyzed and handcuffed like that. Yes, there are times that we have to be very intuitive and sharp about, okay, should I go to the emergency room or should I not? But to be armed with JASE medicines, which you can pick what you want for a reasonable price, having it in the house is a miracle when you're feeling lousy.
Because they're on a lot of podcasts. I've actually reached out to them about a year ago to be a sponsor. Yeah, because I love the concept. Ooh. And it's called Jase. Yeah.
Yep, Jase. And they just came out with a children's version. And they even have EpiPens in the children's with a whole host of pharmaceuticals. You know, I've softened my view on pharmaceuticals. I think they, in short runs, they can help us immensely. In long runs, they can damage us immensely. So it's about wise choosing, as most things are. And most things we have are acute infections. They're not putting chemotherapy into this packet. So we're doing it for pathogens in most cases, from pink eye all the way down the list.
Right.
Yeah. So pretty.
I want to get them for the same reason you just talked about.
Yeah.
In case something happens and there's a couple of months where there's either a transportation issue, there's a power issue, somebody's sick, and I'm now that you've reminded me, I want to get a couple of them.
I know. I stay at least 200 pills ahead of a Viagra because you never know what might happen with those urgent situations.
Are you open to suggestions?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends on what that suggestion is.
So is there a way you could switch the days you do your ketamine stuff? Could you maybe do that on a Friday? Because sometimes when you come in here, this whole podcast, this whole radio show about health takes a completely different turn. It just,
Maybe on the ketamine days is why we have so few listeners. I don't know.
No, I think we have plenty of listeners. They just,
I love my ketamine. Charles, I know over there. And no, it's not about getting high or doing that young stuff like we all did when we were young. This is about changing my brain chemistry so that I can think like a 20-year-old at 67. Because I'm sharp as a tacked attack. Is it tack or tacked?
Nope. No. No, you just gave me grief. You don't get the life preserver from over here. No. No.
It's a tack. T-A-C. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's tackless like you.
I think it's sharp as a tack, isn't it? Like the tack you use to put stuff in the wall?
I just said, Clint. I said T-A-C.
Okay.
And you have no tact.
14 minutes in, yeah. and four of these minutes have been really good radio.
Okay, right, yeah, there you go. Well, how about taking a break then? I think that sounds like
a plan.
We're
going to reset, yeah.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Dr. Colleen Smith, veterinarian at Chai, a holistic vet. Fantastic information on, wow, the glyphosate, what's sprayed on your grass, and what it does to your dog's health when they walk on it with their paws. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and today we have our resident expert, Dr. Colleen Smith from Chai Veterinarian Holistic Clinic. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks, Ed. I'm so happy to be here.
Known you for many, many, many years, way before you even opened your clinic. And just real quickly, you probably certainly can summarize it better than I, but you really have a massive toolbox of knowledge regarding health in animals that I rarely see. There's people outside of Chattanooga, and there's a few in Chattanooga that are pursuing that path, but the holistic, natural respect for the nature and the fact that animals, anything living, has a pretty strong constitution for self-healing, but we have to help it at times. And then we also have to know when it's appropriate to give drugs. And I do not believe we should be all nutritionally based, and I don't believe we should be all pharmaceutically based. And you'd find a perfect balance between those two, because I hear people in the store a lot who go to you because one is we have both have similar philosophies. But so I've just been here and talked the whole time without you saying a word, but I want you and I to speak about something that has been near and dear to my heart for I know at least 12 years, and that is the risk of toxins in both, you know, humans, but for you and animals, but especially glyphosate and some of the other chemicals that are causing an increase in disease, cancer. And most traditional thinkers are not really putting a finger on this, are they?
No, not at all. The big thing is when we look at chemicals, especially with glyphosate, there's a bioaccumulation.
Well, and first, what is glyphosate?
So glyphosate is the main base chemical in Roundup.
Yep.
So it's going to be in most all of our foods, you know, our vegetables, everything is sprayed. And even if a vegetable or plant does not need that weed killer or a parasiticide, they're going to do it for, you know, they're going to spray the area to make it easier to harvest. So it's on everything. And a lot of things like wheat are double sprayed. So
really?
It's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I did not know it was double sprayed. And also, we can't forget the grass in our yard.
For sure. Yeah, and people walking down the street, they're letting their dog sniff in someone else's yard. They're walking right through it, sprayed. And, you know, they go home, they clean their paws, they ingest it. And so that's bioaccumulating. Back to the double spray, wheat, especially 2 weeks before they harvest it, it is used to open up the entire top part of the plant, I guess the chaff and the grain part, so that it's easier to harvest all the top parts of the wheat. So everything's open and easy to extract. So, yeah, it's sprayed twice.
And most people who probably listen to this or come to Nutrition World or many your own business, which is Chai here in Chattanooga, they kind of sometimes we tend to want to believe the government and the labels that say it's relatively safe. And I watch these people with this True Green Grass company spray this stuff with not even a mask on. And yet, you can go home and watch TV commercials that people are suing for many multiple millions, and they're winning the suit against glyphosate for this, I think, Hodgkin's or lymphoma, one of those diseases, and the glyphosate company is losing. So I think this requires some thinking on our own to say, what steps do we need to take to protect ourselves?
Absolutely. And there's a study done on a certain breed called West Highland White Terriers where they have found that they are all getting bladder cancers, transitional cell carcinomas, and they directly related it to the glyphosate, to the Roundup. So if they can do that with one breed, then it's probably happening with, you know, all our dogs. I see an uptick for sure in my own patients with bladder cancer, and it's really, really disturbing me to see these dogs, especially younger and younger, coming up with bladder cancers.
That, and I hear more and more humans at Nutrition World over the years that I don't hardly remember bladder cancer being spoke of 25 years ago, but it is very common. I see four or five people a month that are, and it seems more likely to be men. Most of these are men for some reason, and you know, they're having to go through some pretty tough treatments, and it doesn't always work. So again, I go back to, what can we do to help prevent this in modest, easy methods in our life? Again, I say, I have people who live in caves because they're so fearful. That's not the way to fix the long-term health of anyone, because then mentally that is actually a stress to run from the world. But there are options. What are some of those you think would be common sense options to help reduce this?
The big part, and this is how I look at with preventative medicine instead of reactive, it's like, okay, we have cancer, so now what chemotherapy we're going to use? I'm like, let's kind of stop that before it even starts. So with preventative medicine, it's even in the household, any kind of chemicals that you're applying in the household and will accumulate in the kidney and the liver. Your cleaning materials, those plug-ins, those smell plug-ins are an issue. Cooking material, like if I have a lot of clients that actually cook for their pets, Teflon is terrible for them. Teflon actually actually, when you heat it up, will kill a bird if it's in your house.
Really?
Just the gas.
No.
Off-gassing of Teflon that's turned on will kill a bird from just the gas.
Boy, so, if that doesn't speak volumes right there, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, your couch and your mattress are high in those anti-inflammatory or chemicals, you know, those
fire
flame
retardants. Yeah,
and they find it bioaccumulates in cats about 80%, and about 80% of cats have it in their bloodstream.
Wow.
So it's pretty bad. To me, I don't even have grass in my yard. You know, I have plants and mulch and that kind of thing, and I just avoid grass as it is. But be really careful when you're walking your pets on someone else's lawn. Just don't spray. Pull the weeds. There's really good weeds. I mean, the dandelion, actually, everybody wants to get rid of it, but it's actually really healthy. It's got good micro minerals in it, and dandelion leaves make wine, and it's actually, and the root is really anti-inflammatory. So, you know, pick the weeds instead of spray them.
That's wonderful. And, you know, to have someone like yourself who is, you know, mature, experienced, lives that lifestyle, it's such a great example. And because people probably expect, you know, a guy who's been owning a nutrition store for 45 years to kind of be nutty. Well, they don't expect you to be nutty, but you're good nutty. That's a good nutty. Now, you talk about fire retardants. I do use, and I purchased a mattress right before COVID started named Avocado. And one of the reasons is because they don't use fire retardants. And if I have to get a new refrigerator, I'm not getting a new one, because that outgassing within those chemicals of a new refrigerator, it takes about 6 months for those to actually disperse to a lower level. And that's very toxic. So I'm going to buy a used refrigerator when mine gives up the ghost. And then, you know, it's hard to find furniture that doesn't have fire retardants. But and when I did buy some, they were like pushing the stain repellent stuff. I said, no. And they were like, why? I said, well, because it's really toxic and I don't need it and want it. And of course, no one has any knowledge of this, but that is the way it is.
Yeah. Carpeting has formaldehyde in it, and most of your pet beds will have formaldehyde, because when in transit, you don't want these bugs to be eating, little moths to be eating stuff. Uh-huh. Our clothes have formaldehyde, so you should always wash your clothes when you buy something new, because you got to wash that formaldehyde out of the clothing. So that accumulates in us and in them, and even more so because they have these tiny little bodies. So the liver is going to accumulate more of those chemicals, and they have a shorter life, so that you see a lot more problems with that.
And when you said us and them, also, I think the, you know, small children are like the pets. They're smaller. They're going to concentrate more. And if we can put emphasis on these children, which is not being put on, and I will have to, there's parts of traditional medicine I absolutely worship. I think surgeons are just truly amazing. I mean, I wouldn't have two new hips if I didn't have a great surgeon, Dr. Higgins. But often they just don't have any connection to, especially, and I'm saying pediatricians, really, I don't know why don't wake up to the fact that if they compare their patients' symptoms that are modestly severe at times compared to 25 years ago, something has changed in this world. Drastically changed. And what is that? It's not the lack of antibiotics. It's not, you know, more pharmaceuticals. It's lifestyle, exposure, toxins, this, that, and whatever. But yet they're so corporately driven, they can't do anything about it. It's not their fault.
Absolutely. And especially with the glyphosate and kids that are not eating non-organic foods, they're getting leaky gut, you know, and allergies, you know, 10, 11 years old, and then that's it for the rest of their life. They're just going to have chronic GI problems, and it's really coming from the food source and not, you know, not... Organic is great. It's cost prohibitive for some people, but being really careful about what you're putting in your kids' mouths, make a huge, because it bioaccumulates in them even more than adults, because they are also small little bodies.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, I do use a product myself called Gut Ion, and Dr. Zach Bush, which I know you know him. I so wish I could see him. He's done a lot of the speaking on this product, and to me, I think it's revolutionary for gut health. In fact, I had Amber on, one of my coaches, about a month ago, and she does highly recommend that to her gut health people. And the reason it works is because there's something called leaky gut we won't talk too much about, but Gut Ion blocks the absorption of many things, one of which is glyphosate. I've seen one person I know, it was proven that their glyphosate levels dropped significantly, and it was due to blocking the intake. Again, I live in a real world. I work like you do, Dr. Smith, a lot. I have to eat out, and I enjoy eating out. There's nothing I find more enjoyable And so what am I getting with those foods? Well, I'm getting the regular glyphosate everybody else has. I tested mine about, I'd say, 12 years ago. I'm going to do another test because I actually want to see where my levels are, because I don't eat that much organic. I choose it when I can, but sometimes we can't. So have you used the Gut Ion? I think you have. You mentioned that. Yes.
Yeah, I have, and I think it works quite well. And right now, I mean, I'm glad you carry it, and I'll send some people to you. And I'll probably hopefully start carrying it as well. I mean, just saying with the organic, I eat a lot of salads. And I bought an organic, you know, romaine lettuce head. And after I ate the salad, I had an allergic reaction. And I'm pretty sure it was because it was a non-organic. I'm sure it was sprayed, and I had a reaction to it. So it surprised me how severe, because I eat pretty darn healthy, but it surprised me, and I could even taste different. I mean, it has an oily feeling to it on the vegetables and the fruit, how fast I reacted to it.
Interesting. Probably sulfites. And then they have that new thing called Apeel. Have you seen that? APEEL. And that's being sprayed on some vegetables and fruits, and it's going all over the world. And it seems to be fairly non-toxic, but we don't know these things.
Yeah, the time will tell thing. When new stuff comes out in my field, in the veterinary field, I give it a couple years, especially if it's injectable. Mm-hmm. It has immune modulation properties or something like that. I just give it some extra time to see how it works in the clinical real world, mm-hmm. and see if it's really doing what it's supposed to do. If they've just studied it for a couple weeks with 8 dogs, it just kind of makes me skeptical a little bit, and just kind of watch to see how products work. Yeah, mm-hmm. Same thing with that.
I know this is off the wall. Do dogs get COVID?
No, they don't. Okay. They don't. They did find it on the fur, but, you know, it's the virus. So the virus can, because viruses can sit in inanimate objects. Any viruses can. Mm-hmm. And they did find it on fur of animals. And they do think maybe a dog, they did find it in the respiratory system, but it didn't get sick. So it's just not a virus it's a very host specific virus. And it just is not host specific to cats and dogs.
Interesting. Do you think it's something with their immune system that prevents that, or just the physiology of?
I think it's physiology. I mean, you've got to have receptors for these things, and they form, you know, receptors to match our receptors. So they just couldn't, I guess, can't do it with the cats and the dogs. I mean, they could find it in there, just like maybe almost having a cold from somebody else, but your body just doesn't fit with you. Yeah.
And how about tap water? Would tap water have glyphosate, you think? I don't know that.
It's a good question. I guess it depends on if the city water, how well they're, I don't know, they're cleaning, how well they clean the water. Because it's runoff everywhere, and it's oil based. So the hard part is oil and water doesn't mix. So I don't know if they can get it out with their normal, you know, sewage system.
Yeah. Now, do you recommend filtered water for pets if?
I do. Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I actually have a Berkey, which it's a big filter.
Excellent.
So even my dogs could tell, like, you know, I bring them to work and I have just like a little regular filter at work, and they would not drink. And I would notice that. And then I'd get home and they would just drink like crazy because the at-home water was the Berkey filter water. So I was like, I think I'm seeing a pattern here that you guys really like the Berkey water. They could tell a difference.
That's pretty cool. Anything else going on in the veterinarian world of epidemics or problems other than what we're talking about?
I don't think we're seeing a lot. I mean, there was a big respiratory flare-up last year in the beginning of this year with things, but they are coming up with some new immune-modulating drugs for arthritis, and that seems to be the big hype fad thing lately, and everybody is giving it to every single dog that's got arthritis, but they're also finding some severe neurologic side effects from it. So that's another one why I stepped back to watch to see what happens, and I'm really glad. But, you know, there's one side of the fence that's, you know, lauding this wonderful injectable drug, and then there's the other side of the fence that's like, yeah, my dog got this injectable drug, did great for 2 weeks, and now it can't even walk. And it wasn't that the arthritis got bad. It's just the nervous system just shut down.
Well, the rippling effect of downstream effects of a drug. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that doesn't say that nutraceuticals can't do that. But it's far, far, far it's not common to find that. So tell people, again, where you are and how they can contact you. And, again, for people who want to have those other opinions, even if they're traditionally based, just to have other opinions they're probably not getting from someone. You are the queen of that because of your skill. I mean, you travel the world, you teach, you I think you're like me. You just suck up this information like a sponge. And, you know, most people don't. But that's my appetite, too. So where are you located and how can they contact you?
Yeah, so it's Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute, and we are on Main Street, 918 East Main Street. And I've been around for about 12 years. So it's building up around us a lot too. So it's a busy practice, but I do both, you know, integrative. Mm-hmm. So it's conventional and alternative medicine. So I put it all together. So I have two nice big toolboxes to use.
Yeah. And surgery.
Yep, we do surgery, x-rays, mm-hmm. the whole thing. Our vaccine protocol is very different than the norm. Mm-hmm. You know, even the flea and tick and heartworm preventatives that we use is very specific as well. We try to keep that as clean as possible.
Wow. See, I love that. And I tend to forget that. That is awesome. When I had pets, I brought them to you. And in fact, I think when you were on Signal Mountain, mm-hmm. that's where I started seeing you. Well, we are partners on this journey, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to come. And those who may forget all that information as far as address, you always can email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net, and I'll be happy to connect you. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got a stack of other empowering notes that I worked hard on to help you help yourself. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Interesting segment with Dr. Smith, always yep. is. And Nutritional does carry the gut ion product, protection product liquid. I'm doing it every day. When I walk in the store, I will do it. And when I leave in the afternoon, to tighten my gut.
Is the one, the little brown bottle?
Yes.
Little yeah, brown I take bottle. It every morning. I Wonderful. Didn't know you could take it at night, too.
Well, it only lasts 8 hours. So for me to cover my supper, I have to do it at the later part of the day before I leave the store.
Okay, so you take it before your meal. So I take it in the morning on an empty stomach.
Yep.
But is this about, can dogs take that, too?
Well, that's what, yeah.
I didn't know because yes, yeah, I wasn't yeah. here for that.
That's
interview.
Right.
Remember, I had to leave this last segment.
Her and I back. Did it. And yes, that was the big part is that it works the same in dogs as it does
Perfect.
Us.
That's, I just,
so,
okay,
and
cool.
And the glyphosate's what's causing all the problems, so this blocks it.
Oh.
So I am very, very happy with that.
That's
and
awesome.
I do want to say that I did about a 10-minute video yesterday, Clint, with Cody, my superstar. Both Brian and Cody are superstars of all of our social media platforms, our amazing videos. They really do rock. And I did one because this one was an urge. You ever had an urge, Clint? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. never in the morning you don't have urges?
Nope.
Never? Really?
I'm urge-free, dude.
Interesting. You need some psyllium husk then or something if you don't have any urges.
I'm urge-free, Bubba.
Urge-free. Well, I'm going to shift my next comment just to this. I don't know why, but there's a dating site that was pretty darn cool. Dr. Wolfson.
Is this about your urge?
Just be quiet.
Okay,
let me just run around the block here.
Yeah, go find this back up.
This was a dating site. That's actually pretty cool by Dr. Wolfson, a cardiologist that I've done a couple podcasts with. He's in Arizona. Amazing. It's called Unjected. It's all people who have not taken the vaccine. I think it's pretty damn cool. Pretty. Yeah. Unjected for those people who want to date people who haven't had, you know, mRNA shots.
And okay? If you get in the dating group and you find out somebody has been vaccinated, mm-hmm. you get to push them off the edge of the flat earth.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's your punishment. You're exiled to space off the flat earth. Continue on.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Well, I'm going to go back to what Cody
yeah,
did. I have had this aggravation when I see the TikToks and all the YouTubes and all of the titles. Like, if you had 7 drops of alcohol last week, you probably will shorten your life by 1 year. They are going so overboard with the toxicity of one of the pleasures of life, if it's appropriate, is a modest amount of drinking alcohol. And I'd rather do that than any pharmaceutical that's ever been invented to help me be cool, calm, collective, a little bit giddy, happy. So I did a 10-minute video on the published studies that show what do we do to mitigate. That mitigate means to lessen, Clint, in case I know you're in East Ridge, but mitigate is a big word. It means to lessen the effects of the negative effects of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so I did this thing, and I think it's too long because TikTok usually likes a few minutes. He's got his head on his hand, like
I'm just watching. I'm just watching you spin, yeah. man. I'm watching. It's like watching a wreck. So I don't want it to happen, but I can't stop it.
Thanks for all the help.
Well,
I mean,
you make fun of my vocabulary.
Back in the day,
see, Clint, it means small words, big words, and they're small words. Mitigate. So now we're mitigating alcohol.
We're mitigating through the use of certain nutrients.
Okay,
and I think it's pretty dang cool that we can do this. And the reason I'm making this statement is because, you know, just like my tequila drink.
That is now officially on the menu.
Portofino.
Portofino's yes, Edward Tony, J.
The Edward J. drink. He said it would be on there within about any day now.
It's out there, right? You showed me a picture of it.
Yeah, but he's going to print with the menu.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go order it as soon as it's ready. Because I told somebody the other day that you swear by this, that it's the healthiest alcoholic drink you can have.
You won't have a hangover.
Okay.
You will not
there's any sugar in it?
No, there's zero. It will not cause insulin release. I had a guy with a continuous glucose monitor say to me, every time I drink this, I have the lowest blood sugar I have all day long.
Oh, good. I interrupted you.
I have science to back it up. But on the TikTok, I've documented through PubMed.gov and other studies, what do we do in our body? What can we take to help lessen the effects of alcohol and still enjoy it? Now, this doesn't mean getting, you know, drinking 10 shots of tequila.
Right.
There's a point where nothing can help stop that train wreck. But I want you to listen if you're interested, and it is on TikTok. We're going to post it. Cody's going to post it on nutritionw.com on either YouTube or on the Instagram or something else. Interesting, Dr. Saladino, he is a physician who I've been following a lot because he actually lives in Costa Rica, but he has this very strong philosophy that, one, I agree with him, we need more protein in our diets. He doesn't do any supplements much, which I don't agree with, but he does do the foods that give him a lot of this protein. Well, the last video last week he came out was a few days after the Olympics. He said, let me tell you, to my knowledge, not one single gold medal was won by anyone who is a vegan. Can you be a superstar Olympic athlete and be a vegan? You can, but it's more challenging. I have learned, when I look at blood work of people who are totally vegan as they age, they are normally never as healthy as the people who eat clean animal-based foods. Clean. That means not the lunch meats. That means more grass-fed. That means fixing it right. Combining vegetables, having olive oil, all the right things, not living on McDonald's and French fries and expecting that to work. So I just find that I love Dr. Saladino because he makes everybody mad who doesn't agree with him, but he's pretty kind about it. And I want to, are you using AI much, Clint?
You know what I found? A lot of times when I do my Google searches now on my phone, it automatically defaults to giving me an AI-generated answer above the other links I could look at. So I am, but it's not intentional. Sometimes I will, but very rarely.
I predict, and I have not seen anyone say this, but I truly feel after 45 years of observing the medical system, the nutrition systems, all the in-betweeners, that AI will be replacing most healthcare professionals, because here's the reason. Yeah. I already plug in symptoms, and it is scary how good at diagnosing AI is already. My daughter had a very confusing type of myriad of symptoms, and it looked like it was viral. It looked like maybe mono. It looked like this, that. You get blood work and you have symptoms and you plug it in AI, which Google can't do this because Google's going to send you to places just have information that you go look, read, learn, make up your mind if there's some agendas behind it, if they're selling something. But AI doesn't do that. Well, AI created the most comprehensive plan that I have ever seen, with ideas that, oh, if her lymphocytes are low and her neutrophils are high and she has this and she has that, then the chances are it's this. Oh my gosh, it is going to be a wonderful future for diagnosing what we have wrong.
I said that to somebody a couple of weeks ago, that I think I don't know if it'll actually replace the doctors, but it will start becoming such a major role in how fast we get.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to change how we do tests. I think AI is going to start being in charge of the testing.
Yep.
And I think it's going to affect the legal world too. There's going to be, you won't need as many people to go research or Google it even and search through these files of precedent. I think the AI is going to generate, here's the precedent, here's your best arguments. I mean, I think it's going to just impact a lot. It's going to be a lot of good. Right before it takes us over and crushes our skulls,
like
a Terminator movie. But other than that, it'll be great up until then.
Well, I care about all people, but if I didn't have grandkids, I wouldn't care as much. But I do, so I don't want that to happen. Good. A study came out. How many of us take curcumin and turmeric? I'd say
I do.
Almost everybody who shops in nutrition stores. I've thought this the whole time. Let me clarify real quickly. Turmeric is the plant that grows that has curcumin in it. When you buy curcumin, you're buying concentrated parts of that plant, turmeric. Well, they did this study from Consumer Labs, very trustworthy studies. These are not hokey-dokey stuff. But when they tested tea bags that had turmeric, or some people say turmeric, the amount of curcumin was negligible. That's pretty good that I can say that after a morning of ketamine. Negligible.
Ketamine usually mitigates the amount of words you can use correctly.
It's so true. You use the big mitigate word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, don't think you're getting any health benefits out of turmeric or turmeric.
Cumin?
Curcumin.
No, yeah. I take the other one. There's something called I don't know.
Well, there's brands of that are like curcumin. If it says cure anything, it's got curcumin.
Okay.
And that is the concentrate from the plant turmeric.
Okay.
Which is phenomenal. I went through this with Dr. Kurt Deering in a little meeting we had regarding reflux. And he was like, it equals, in some people, equals the benefit of Prilosec.
Wow.
And so it is very heavily studied. And ulcerative colitis, 1.5 grams of curcumin was used twice a day to attain remission in patients with active to moderate ulcerative colitis. This was printed in the Journal of Gastroenterology. We're not, this is serious stuff. So the green pharmacy is real. And all the health professionals who want to poo-poo it, well, they can just go poo-poo it because they are poo-pooing on themselves.
What I put in my coffee is cumin, C-U-M-I-N.
Totally different.
Oh, well, it says it's from turmeric, but okay.
No, cumin, C-U-M-I-N is not from turmeric. So I don't care what it said. I'm right.
I may be wrong. Go ahead. I was listening.
They're wrong.
Okay.
But that is a wonderful, cumin is amazing too.
I put it in my coffee along with cinnamon.
It is a cousin to curcumin, but it's not giving you the stuff that I just read about.
Really? Well, then I need to switch to that. I thought, okay. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a little bit more empowering information advice. I've got more stuff to talk about than I have time, but we have about 4 more years to do this show, maybe 6. This is
the last show we're ever doing.
We have about 11 minutes left of this show.
This show is good. This is the flat spin of radio shows right here.
It's called when you fly an airplane and you do this thing called a death spiral. Are we in the death spiral?
10,000.
Okay.
9,000.
Here we go.
8,000. Yeah, we're.
All right. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with my partner, Clint Powell. No words of wisdom because I got too much other information to try to slide in here. I do want to say on the conversation regarding COVID, the protocol that I still respect, if you Google FLCCC COVID protocol, it will pop up. It tells you exactly on dosing of ivermectin and nutrients and things to do. Again, if you get past day 4 or 5, just forget it. It's not going to help you any. You start feeling rotten, then go ahead and do it early on. That's what is important. On almost all things, the body only has a window of opportunity for so long. When I talked about doing that video on alcohol, I came up, crossed over this study on PubMed.gov on the fact that there's a group of East Asians who cannot drink alcohol. They absolutely get deathly sick, and they discovered that they have a genetic predisposition to not producing an enzyme that helps to basically digest alcohol. But what was so intriguing to me is they tested them with something called sulforaphane, and it allowed them to drink the alcohol. Do you know what sulforaphane is? No.
No.
He's shaking his head no. Well, I wouldn't expect you
no.
to. It is, it is what's in broccoli.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. That's why I don't get, that's part of the reason I never feel bad, because I eat sulforaphane every single day.
This is the thing that confuses me, and I could be wrong. You got to help me. Greens create oxalates.
Broccoli doesn't.
Okay, then I'm done with that comment. Thank
of
you,
course.
Sir. Good
yes.
job. It's green, so I thought it did.
Spinach is awful, causes me joint pain, caused me 2 hip surgeries that caused me all kind of grief. But no longer, I'm pain-free other than my heels from jumping rope, and it's because of getting rid of oxalates. So if you want to learn about that, YouTube me at nutritionw.com, read and listen to my oxalate video.
But I like the fact that broccoli can help counteract the alcohol.
Yes.
That's good, yeah.
And it was devastatingly apparent in this study. 2024 Lancet study confirms that statins do increase diabetes risk, with high intensity increasing them by 36%.
Wow.
Well, there's a new study that just came out about probably 3 months ago. All these healthcare gurus, physicians who, oh my gosh, you're a walking time bomb. If you don't get on a statin, you could be dead soon. Well, this new study was so seemingly accurate that 40% of all people who were prescribed statins will be removed from that, because now there's only a subcategory that statins work for, not the big category. And statins also cause insulin resistance, and which is one of the biggest reasons for fast aging. So always question these pharmaceuticals. It is scary stuff. In fact, on the Vital Health Radio Facebook, I posted a documentary called Dark Waters. It was a very well done, about 7-minute documentary. You don't even need to see the movie. You just need to see a documentary about how DuPont was hijacking the system in order to continue to poison people so that they would not get in trouble. And they didn't do anything about it. They didn't even try to fix it behind the scenes. They just continued to put chemicals in things and in the environment that caused these certain cities to have humongous rates of cancer. It's called Dark Waters. Interesting,
wow.
Interesting. And I want to always thank my amazing staff, 37 people at Nutrition World, for all they do. You are one of those, Clint, and I appreciate all your inputs, your wisdom, and the fact that you've taught me how to immediately pick up a phone and choose somebody out instead of waiting a day. That was really helpful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Get to it, man. Let's
get to it. That's right. All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening very much so. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, Scott, Katie, all the people at Nutrition World, have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.